We want to welcome you to our continuing session on supernatural living through the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Wilujeng sumping sadere dina sesi salajengna ngeunaan kahirupan supraalami ngalangkungan anugrah roh suci.
In lesson number 9 we're going to find out about how to speak words of healing out of our mouth.
Dina pangajaran nu kasalapan ngabahas ngucap cariosan nyageurkeun ngalangkungan baham.
In our last lesson, we found out that the righteousness, which is the faith, is speaking words.
Pengajaran nu kapengker, urang nimukeun bebeneran ti asana ti iman nyaeta cariosan nu.
We found out that the only way to release the power of God to flow is by speaking words out of our mouth.
Mendakan hiji jalan pikeun ngaleupaskeun kawasa Allah, ngalahir ku ngucapkeun cariosan ngalangkungan baham urang.
Because if it's faith, it's always speaking.
Iman, sok
and faith is the switch that lets the power flow.
Iman teh tombol anu nyababkeun kawasa ngalir.
There's great power in the words that we speak.
Aya kawasa hebat dina cariosan urang.
In Proverbs chapter 18 verse 4 and verse 7.
Amsal pasal 18 ayat 4 sareng 7.
Proverbs 18 verse 4 and verse 7.
Amsal pasal 18 dina ayat 4 sareng 7.
The words of a man's mouth are deep waters.
Cariosan jalmi sapertos sajero.
The wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook.
Tapi sumber hikmat nyaeta cariosan walungan ngocor.
A fool's mouth is his destruction.
Jalmi baung binasa ku bahamna.
And his lips are the snare of his soul.
Bibirna teh jirat. Kurnyawana.
The words that we speak out of our mouth.
Cariosan urang diucapkeun ngalangkungan baham urang.
Have great power.
Nagaduhan kawasa nu hebat.
We can speak negative words.
Urang tiasa ngucapkeun cariosan negatif.
And release negative forces.
Ngalepaskeun kakiatan negatif.
Or we can speak positive words.
Urang tiasa ngucapkeun cariosan positif.
We can speak the word of God.
Urang tiasa ngucapkeun dawuhan Allah.
And release our faith.
Sareng ngaleupaskeun iman.
And the power of God to flow.
Kawasa Allah ngocor.
In Proverbs chapter 18 verse 20 and 21.
Dina Amsal pasal 18 dina ayat 20 sareng 21.
Proverbs 18 20 and 21.
Amsal 18 ayat 20 sareng 21.
A man's stomach shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth.
Atuangan jalmi diwaregeun ku hasil bahamna.
And from the produce of his lips he shall be filled.
Anjeunna diwaregeun ku hasil bibirna.
But it goes on to say,
tapi aya salajengna.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Hirup jeung maut dikawasaan ku bibir.
Death and life.
Hirup jeung maut.
Are in the power of the tongue.
Dikawasaan ku bibir.
And those who love it will eat of its fruit.
Anu resep ngucap geunana pasti ngadar buahna.
The tongue has the power to bring life.
Letang ngagaduhan kuasa pikeun nyanda kahirupan.
And the words that we speak out of our mouth has the power to bring death and destruction.
Terus anu diucapkeun urang aya kawasa kanggo maot sareng ngaruksak.
We speak faith-filled words as we lay hands on the sick.
Urang ngucapkeun cariosan iman waktos urang nyimpen panangan di luhureun jalmi udur.
Jesus said we'll lay our hands on the sick and they'll recover.
Yesus ngadawuh urang baris nyimpen panangan kana udur baris sageur.
When we lay hands on the sick, we're making a point of contact for the power to flow.
Waktos urang nyimpen panangan kana udur, urang ngadamel awal kontak supados kawasa ngocor.
We have to turn on the switch of faith for the power to flow.
Urang kadang ngaurungkeun tombol iman supados kawasa ngocor.
And if it's faith, it is always speaking.
Pami ieu teh iman, ieu sok nyarios.
There's four ways that we speak faith-filled words out of our mouth.
Aya opat cara pikeun ngucapkeun cariosan iman tina baham.
First of all, we speak healing by speaking the name of Jesus.
Kahiji urang ngucapkeun, nyageurkeun, sareng nyebatkeun jenengan Yesus.
Secondly, we speak words of healing by commanding spirits of infirmity to go.
Kedua, ngucapkeun cariyos nyageurkeun kumarentahkeun roh kalemahan kaluar.
Number three, we speak creative miracles by speaking words out of our mouth.
Tilu, ngucapkeun mujizat kreatif ku cariyosan tibah murang.
And number four, we speak the word of God out of our mouth.
Kaopat, ngucapkeun dawuhan Allah tina bahamurang.
First of all, we can speak in the name of Jesus.
Nyawitan tiasa nyerios dilebet jenengan Yesus.
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11.
Dina Filipi pasal 2 ayat 8 dugi ke 11.
Paul wrote here in Philippians 2, 9 through 11.
Paulus nyerat dina Filipi pasal 2 ayat 8 ke 11.
Therefore God has highly exalted him and given him the name that's above every name.
Numata ku Allah teh dijungjungna pangluhurna dipaparin gelar pangpunjulna.
Aren't you glad his name is the name above every other name?
Kaderek bunga lantaran jenenganna pangpunjulna.
That at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow.
Paras dilebet panjenengan Yesus sarujud tapak deku.
Of those in heaven and those on earth.
Segala nami nu aya di langit jeung di luhur bumi.
And those under the earth.
Nu aya di handapeun
bumi. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Kabeh ngaku Yesus Kristus teh panutan geusan dipulyakeun Allah anu jumeneng Rama.
God has given him a name.
Allah tos masihanana nami.
The angel said, "You shall call his name Jesus."
Malaikat nyarioskeun baris nyebat namina Yesus.
God has given him a name.
Allah tos masihanana nami. Pangpunjulna.
That at that powerful name of Jesus.
Nami Yesus nu kawasa.
Every knee has to bow.
Unggal tur baris deku.
Do you know every sickness and disease has a name?
Kadarek terang unggal panyawat sareng kalemahan ngagawa
nami. Do you know cancer and arthritis is a name?
Kanker jeung radang sendi teh nami.
Heart disease is a name.
Nyeri jantung teh nami.
Leukemia is a name.
Leukemia teh nami.
But I've got good news for you.
Abdi gaduh wartos hade.
God has given Jesus a name above every name.
Allah tos masihan Yesus nami pangpunjulna.
And when we speak in the name of Jesus.
Oktos urang nyarios dina jenengan Yesus.
Every knee has to bow.
Unggal tuur bakal sideku.
Cancer has to bow.
Kanker baris sideku.
Heart disease bows.
Panyawat jantung baris sideku.
Arthritis bows.
Radang sendi baris sideku.
Any sickness and disease has to bow.
Panyawat sarta kalemahan naon bae baris sideku.
We just speak the name of Jesus in faith.
Oktos urang ngucapkeun jenengan Yesus ku iman.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus said in Mark 16.
Yesus ngadawuh dina Markus 16.
And these signs will follow those that believe.
Tanda ieu baris nyarengan nu percaya.
In my name they will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Aranjeuna baris nyimpen panangan dina dulur sarta
sagede. We could read that this way.
Tapi urang tiasa macana kieu.
Because there was no punctuation in the original language.
Lantaran teu aya tanda baca dina basa
Cina. These signs shall follow those that believe on my name.
Tanda ieu baris nyarengan aranjeun nu persanten dilebet jenengan kami.
Do you believe on the name of Jesus?
Kadek persanten kana jenengan Yesus.
Well, that name is the name above every other name.
Nami eta teh nami nu pangpunjulna.
We speak that powerful name of Jesus in faith.
Waktos urang ngucapkeun jenengan Yesus nu kawasa ku iman.
Powerful things have to happen.
Hal pinu kawasa kajan
tenang. Peter and John looking at the lame man.
Petrus sareng Yohanes ninga.
Well, I don't have any silver and gold right now.
Ulah teu boga emas jeung perak.
Oh, but I've got something you need a whole lot more.
Tapi boga nu dibutuhkeun ku anjeun.
What they have? They had a name.
Naon ku anjeunna gaduh?
They said, I've got a name.
Ulah boga hiji ngaran.
It's the name of Jesus.
Jenengan Yesus.
And they said, in the name of Jesus.
Aranjeun nyarios dilebet jenengan Yesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Dilebet jenengan Yesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Dilebet jenengan Yesus.
Rise up and walk.
Udang sarta leumpang.
And that man went leaping and walking and praising God. His lameness had to bow when they mentioned that powerful name of Jesus in faith. God has given us, Jesus has given us the authority to use His name. In the Old Testament, the names of God were considered so sacred that no one would dare to even mention the names of God out loud.
Ina perjanjian lawas jenengan Allah sakitu sucina kumargi teu aya saurang wani nyebatkeun jenengan Allah tarik.
Jesus has given us the right to use His name.
Yesus tos masihan urang hak pikeun nganggo jenenganna.
Years ago I was working for a ministry.
Mang taun-taun kalangkung didamel pikeun pelayanan.
And I was the executive vice president of this ministry.
Abdi teh wakil ketua dina pelayanan ieu.
But the head of the ministry, we were negotiating on buying some property.
Tapi pamingpin pelayanan abdi sadaya nuju nganggo pikeun ngagaduhan sabaraha gedung.
For our new ministry offices.
Pikeun kantor-kantor pelayanan abdi sadaya nu anyar.
And when it came time to sign the papers.
Waktos dugi ka waktosna pikeun nanda tangan dokumen-dokumen.
The head of the ministry were going to be out of town.
Pemimpin nuju pelayanan ke luar kota.
Way up in Canada.
Dina perjalanan
there were some other people trying to buy that same property at the same time.
Coba berhajal misanes ngusahakeun ngagale gedung nusami.
Timing was very important.
Waktos teh penting pisan.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Naon nu kedah dipidamel?
Should we cancel the Canadian trip?
Nah, kedah ngabatalkeun perjalanan ke Kanada?
And the ministry that God wanted to do in Canada?
Pelayanan kahoyong Allah di Kanada?
But no, they said, the attorney said, no, we will write up a piece of paper.
Ulah, pengacaranya rios. Kami baris nulis dina selamar kertas.
It's called a power of attorney.
Disebut surat kuasa.
And they gave me the power of attorney to use their name and to sign their name.
Rasmasihan surat kuasa pikeun nganggo nami anjeuna. Teras nanda tangan.
When I signed that purchase contract,
waktu senawis akte jual beli,
it would have the same binding effect as if the owners were right there signing it themselves.
Efekna sami sapertos nunga gaduhana aya di dieu.
When I attached that power of attorney,
waktu ngalampirkeun surat kuasa,
Jesus has given us the power of attorney to use His name.
Yesus tos masihan surat kuasa pikeun ngangge jerenganna.
And when we speak that name of Jesus in faith, it has the same effect as if Jesus Himself is right there speaking those faith-filled words.
Urang ngucapkeun jerengan Yesus ku iman, sami efek sapertos Yesus nyalira ngucapkeun cariosan iman.
In the early days, as our cities begin to grow,
dihangawitan kota urang tumubuh,
and the automobiles became prevalent in the streets of our cities.
Mobil di jalan-jalan di kota urang.
Pretty soon we had traffic jams.
Baris aya kemacetan.
Everybody got to the same intersection at the same time.
Ngajalma di persimpangan jalan.
Traffic jam.
Kemacetan.
So the city fathers decided that we've got to do something to help sort out the traffic.
Janten pamimpin kota kedah midamel pikeun ngarengsikeun masalah lalu lintas.
What are we going to do?
Naon kedah dipidamel?
Are we going to hire somebody and put them out in the middle of the street?
Na urang kedah ngaji jalmi marantakeunana di tengah jalan.
We'll say, now your job is to get out there and to stop the traffic coming this way so the traffic can go the other way.
Urang nyarios anjeun angkat ka ditu eureunkeun kendaraan sangkan kendaraan teh sangalangkung jalan sanes.
And then now you've got to stop the traffic going that way so it can go the other way.
Ayeuna anjeun ngeureunkeun teu jurusan eta sangkan tiasa ka jurusan sanes.
So we send him out there in the middle of the street.
Janten urang ngirim aranjeunna ka tengah jalan.
Middle of the traffic. Everybody bumping into one another.
Ka tengah-tengah arus lalu lintas.
And he sees a great big truck coming down the street, an 18-wheeler.
Anjeuna ningali truk ageung datang.
What's he going to do? Run out there and grab the bumper and try to stop it?
Kudu kumaha lompat nyekel bemperna supaya eureun.
Oh no.
Untu.
You see what we did?
Ningali naon ku abdi dipidamel.
We take someone and say we're going to make a policeman out of you.
Kami ngangkat hiji jalmi dijadikeun polisi.
We will say we're going to send you to police academy.
Kami baris ngirim ke anjen ke akademi polisi.
And teach you how to operate in delegated authority as a peace officer.
Ngajar anjen kang beroperasi diperintahkeun salaku polisi.
When you graduate, we're going to give you a uniform.
Waktu anjen lulus kami baris masian seragam.
And we're going to have a ceremony and we're going to pin a badge on you.
Kami baris midamel hiji upacara sareng nempel
tinggalan sana. We're going to give you all of the authority of the city government to stand out in the middle of that street.
Waktos kami midamel eta kami masihan anjeun wewenang pikeun ngadeg di tengah jalan.
You walk out in the middle of the street representing the authority and all the authority of the city government.
Anjeun leumpang di tengah jalan ngawakilan wewenang ti pamarentah.
You hold up your hand.
Anjeun ngacungkeun leungeun.
And the traffic stops.
Cara kendaraan-kendaraan eureun.
Motion the other to go.
Kendaraan sanesna teras maju.
Then you stop the traffic.
Anjeun ngeureunkeun kendaraan.
And the traffic goes this way.
Cara kendaraan ngalangkung ka jalan.
Why do people pay attention to the policeman?
Nah, jalmi memperhatikan polisi.
Because we have delegated all of the authority of the city government to that man.
Lantaran kami terus ngalimpahkan kabeh otoritas ka jalmi ieu.
Jesus has delegated us his authority.
Yesus terus ngalimpahkan urang otoritasna.
We have the authority to use his name.
Urang ngagaduhan otoritas pikeun ngangge jenenganana.
And when we speak in that name of Jesus.
Waktos urang nyarios dilebet nami Yesus.
When we lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus.
Waktos urang nyimpen panangan ka jalmi nu udur dilebet jenengan Yesus.
When we speak faith-filled words in the name of Jesus.
Waktos urang ngucapkeun cariosan dilebet nami Yesus.
The power of God will flow.
Kawasa Allah baris ngalir.
Because we have the right and authority to use that name.
Lantaran urang ngagaduhan hak sareng otoritas pikeun ngangge
namina. The second way that we speak faith-filled words is by speaking to the spirits of infirmity.
Cara kadua ngucapkeun cariosan iman ku nyarios ka roh-roh kalemahan.
And command the spirits of infirmity to go in the name of Jesus.
Sarta merentakeun roh-roh eta supaya indit dilebet jenengan Yesus.
In Luke chapter 13 beginning in verse 11.
Dina Lukas pasal 13 ngawitan ayat 11.
Luke 13:11 through 13.
Lukas 13, 11 dugi ka 13.
And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years.
Aya jawewe anu diganggu roh jahat geus 18 taun.
She was bent over and could in no way raise herself up.
Nepi ka bongkok bengkung henteu bisa ajeg.
But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her,
waktu Yesus ningali anjeuna ku Yesus disaurus,
woman, you are loose from your infirmity.
Ibu geura cageur.
And he laid his hands on her.
Anjeuna numpangkeun panangan ka manehna.
The laying on of hands.
Numpangkeun panangan.
And immediately she was made straight and glorified God.
Terus cageur saharita keneh muji syukur ka Pangeran.
When the religious leaders challenged Jesus, oh, how could you do such a thing on the Sabbath day?
Kepala tempat babakti anggur ngamek, dume nyageurkeun dina poe Sabat.
Jesus replied,
Yesus ngawaler,
so art not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound. Think of it, for 18 years, be loose from this bondage on the Sabbath.
Ya awewe tegas 18 taun di barogod ku iblis. Nah ulah dilepaskeun sina bebas, damaranena teh turunan Ibrahim.
This woman was all bent over and couldn't raise herself up.
Istri bongkok sarta teu tiasa ajeg.
Had to walk like this.
Kada mapah sapertos kieu.
18 years.
18 taun.
But Jesus recognized the source of her problem.
Tapi Yesus terang akar masalahna.
It was a demon spirit of infirmity.
Ieu roh kalemahan.
He said Satan had her bound.
Anjeuna nyarios iblis tos ngabarogod.
He had assigned a spirit of infirmity.
Anjeuna tos nugaskeun roh kalemahan.
To bind her up.
Ikeun ngabarogodna.
But Jesus said.
Tapi Yesus ngalahir.
Woman, be loose from your infirmity.
Ibu geura cageur.
And immediately she straightened up.
Tarta anjeun tiasa ngadeg.
Everywhere Jesus went, he was casting out demon spirits.
Manawa Yesus angkat anjeun ngusir roh-roh setan.
He was ministering healing by casting out spirits of infirmity.
Anjeun nyageurkeun ku ngusir roh-roh kalemahan.
In Acts 10:38.
Dina Kisah Rasul 10 ayat 38.
It's reported here in Acts 10:38.
Dilaporkeun di dieu dina Kisah Rasul 10 ayat 38.
God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil.
Atas ngurapan Yesus di Nazaret ku Roh Suci sarta kuat kuasa, anjeunna anu mapangurilingan bareng barang damel sae sarta nyageurkeun jalmi nu dikuasai ku iblis.
Those who needed healing were oppressed of the devil.
Anjeunna nu hoyong dicageurkeun di kawasan iblis.
The devil has appointed spirits of infirmity to oppress and bring sickness into
people's
bodies.
Iblis nunjuk roh-roh kalemahan pikeun ngawasaan sarta nyandak panyakit ka lebet badan jalmi-jalmi.
I tell you, sickness and disease is not a blessing.
Abdi masihan terang saderek panyakit sarta kalemahan sanes berkat.
It's a curse.
Ieu teh kutuk.
It's a bondage.
Ieu teh belenggu.
It is being bound and oppressed by the devil.
Ieu dibaregod sarta dikawasaan ku iblis.
But praise God, Jesus has given us power over all the power of the enemy.
Tapi puji Gusti Yesus tos masihan urang kawasa tina sagala kawasa musuh.
It says in Matthew chapter 9 verse 32 and 33.
Dicarioskeun dina Matius pasal 8 ayat 32 sarta 33.
Matthew 9, 32 and 33.
Matius 8 ayat 32 sareng 33.
As they went out, behold, they brought to him a man.
Tanggeus anu lolong.
Who was mute and demon possessed.
Numawa jalma pireu nu karanjingan setan.
Now the man, it says, was demon possessed.
Dicarioskeun pamegat
ku karanjingan setan. But he wasn't coughing at the mouth and they didn't have to chain him.
Tapi teu ngabudah sarta aranjeuna teu kedah dibarogod.
No, he was just mute and couldn't speak.
Henteu ngan pireu.
And it says, and when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke.
Dicarioskeun sanggeus setan ditundung nu pireu teh bisa ngomong.
Much of Jesus' healing ministry was casting out the spirits of infirmity.
Jeur pelayanan Yesus nyageurkeun nyaeta pelayanan ngusir roh kalemahan.
In Mark chapter 9.
Dina Markus pasal 8.
The last part of verse 25 and verse 26.
Bagian terakhir ti ayat 25 sareng ayat 26.
Mark 9, 25 and 26.
Markus 8 ayat 25 sareng 26.
It says, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to them, you deaf and dumb spirit, I command you to come out of him and enter him no more.
Jaurna, roh jahat, anu nyababkeun ieu budak pireu jeung torek, ingkah ti eta budak tong ngaganggu deui.
This man was deaf and mute. He could not hear or speak.
Pamaget ieu pireu jeung torek.
And when he commanded the deaf and mute spirit to come out,
waktos anjeuna merentakeun roh nu nyababkeun jalma ieu pireu jeung torek,
it goes on to say, then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him.
Carioskeun roh jahat teh kaluar bari ngoceak jeung ngagubag gabig budak nemen pisan.
And the man was hearing and speaking.
Sarta budak teh tiasa ngadangu sareng nyarios.
In Matthew chapter 17, verse 18.
Dina Matius pasal 17 ayat 18.
The epileptic boy had been suffering, being often thrown by the demon into the fire and the water.
Budak pameget nu sakalor sering pisan tikusruk karena sineu atang nepi cai.
But here in Matthew 17:18.
Tapi di dieu di lebet Matius 17:18.
Says that Jesus rebuked the demon.
Dicarioskeun yen Yesus negor setan bengis pisan.
And he came out of him.
Sarta ingkah ti eta budak.
And the child was cured from that very same hour.
Ari budak karita kene tuluy cageur.
In Matthew chapter 12 verse 22.
Dina Matius 12 ayat 22.
Matthew 12:22.
Matius 12 ayat 22.
They brought one was brought to him who was demon possessed.
Dinya yeun karanjingan setan dideuheuskeun ka
Yesus. And he was blind and mute.
Jermana lolong sarta pireu.
And he healed him so that the blind and the mute both spoke and saw.
Tuluy ku Yesus dicageurkeun bisa ngomong sarta bisa nenjo.
The source of this man's problem was that he was bothered by a spirit, a blind and a mute spirit.
Akar masalah jalmi ieu teh yen anjeunna diganggu ku roh lolong sarta pil.
He was the devil had assigned a blind and a mute spirit.
Iblis nugaskeun roh lolong sarta pil.
But the instant that Jesus commanded to leave, the blind eyes opened and he could speak.
Waktu Yesus marentahkeun roh eta ingkah nu lolong ningali sareng teu nyarios.
Jesus said,
Yesus ngalahir.
In Luke 16:17.
Dina Markus 16:17.
When he gave the great commission.
Atos anjeunna masihana manat agung.
These signs shall follow those that believe.
Tanda-tanda ieu bakal nyareng anu percaya.
In my name you will cast out devils.
Bisa ngusir setan ku nyambat jenengan kami.
Everywhere Jesus went, he was casting out devils.
Kamana wae Yesus angkat anjeunna ngusir iblis.
And we minister healing many times by casting out devils.
Abdi sadaya sering nyageurkeun ku cara ngusir iblis.
In Matthew 16:19, Jesus said he's going to give us some keys.
Dina Matius 16:18, Yesus ngadawuh yen anjeunna baris mesin kunci.
Matthew 16:19.
Matius 16:18.
And I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Manehna ku kami rek dipasrahkeun kunci kerajaan sawarga.
And whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
Anu kumanehna dibeungkeut di dunya bakal dibeungkeut di kerajaan sorga.
And whatsoever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Anu kumanehna diudar di dunya di kerajaan surga oge bakal diudar.
We can say Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus.
Kurang tiasa nyarios setan dibarogod dilebet nami Yesus.
I bind you foul spirit of cancer.
Abdi ngabrogod roh kanker nu kejam.
We can say, woman, be loosed from your infirmity.
Urang tiasa ibu geura cageur.
With those keys of authority that Jesus has given to his church today.
Kunci otoritas nu Yesus dipasikeun ka gerejana dinten ieu.
We have the authority to bind and the authority to loose.
Urang ngagaduhan otoritas pikeun meungkeut sarta ngalepaskeun.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, puji Gusti.
Then we minister healing by speaking faith-filled words out of our mouth a third way.
Urang nyageurkeun ku ucapan sareosan iman tibaham urang nu janten cara katilu.
We can speak creative miracles.
Urang tiasa ngucapkeun mujizat kreatif.
Many people have parts of their bodies missing through accidents or birth defects or surgeries.
Jeur jalmi kaleungitan anggota badanna lantaran kacilakaan cacat bawaan atanapi pembedahan.
You know, God created us in his image.
Elek terang Allah nyiptakeun urang dina rupa anjeunna.
In his very likeness.
Rupa sareng gambarna.
To be like him.
Pikeun nyaruan anjeun.
And as a creator, he created by speaking words out of his mouth.
Sarta nu janten pangcipta anjeunna nyiptakeun ku ngucapkeun dawuhanna tina bahamna.
By faith we understand that this world was created by things that didn't even exist in the natural.
Ku iman urang ngartos yen dunya ieu diciptakeun tina perkara nu teu aya di dunya.
He just spoke words out of his mouth and said, "Let there be light."
Anjeunan ngucapkeun dawuhanna tina bahamna sarta ngadawuh janten saang.
And the planets, stars, galaxies, solar systems leaped into existence.
Planet, bintang, galaksi, tatar surya kacipta.
I tell you, powerful things happen by the words that we speak in faith out of our mouth.
Perkara luar biasa kajantenan ku dawuhanna diucapkeun ku iman tina baham urang.
We create by the fruit of our lips in Isaiah 57:19.
Urang nyiptakeun ku cariosan dina Yesaya 57 ayat 18 dugi ka 19.
We create by the fruit of our lips that which we speak out of our mouth.
Urang nyiptakeun ku cariosan nu urang ucapkeun ngalangkungan baham urang.
And this verse ends with the words, "And I will heal him."
Ayat ieu mungkas ku dawuhan Gusti, kami rek nyageurkeun manehna.
We can speak creative miracles out of our mouth.
Urang tiasa ngucapkeun mujizat kreatif tina baham urang.
By the words that we speak.
Kuring dicarioskeun.
Jesus said, "You heal the sick."
Yesus ngalahir anjeun nyageurkeun jalmi udur.
Oh, you may say, "I couldn't heal a flea."
Kadarek nyarios abdi teu tiasa nyagirkeun kutu.
Jesus said, he that believes on me.
Yesus ngalahir anjeun percanten ka kami.
The works that I do shall you do also.
Padamelan nu ku abdi dipidamel anjeun oge baris midamelna.
The works that I do shall you do also.
Padamelan nu ku abdi didamel anjeun oge baris midamelna.
And greater works than I do shall you do.
Padamelan ageung tibatan ku kami pek
digawe. Because I go to my Father.
Kami indit ka Rama.
In Mark chapter 3 verse 5.
Dina Markus pasal 3 ayat 5.
There was a man with a withered hand.
Aya hiji pameget nu lumpuh sabeulah.
All withered up.
Panangan eta kempreng.
And Jesus spoke words out of his mouth.
Yesus ngalahir sariosan ku bahamna.
He created a miracle by the words that he spoke out of his mouth.
Anjeunna nyiptakeun mujizat ku sariosan nu diucapkeun.
He said, stretch out your hand.
Anjeunna ngalahir jungjungkeun leungeunna.
And the man stretched out his hand.
Pameget eta ngajungjungkeun panangana.
And to his amazement, it was made whole.
Jalmi eta tajub lantaran anjeunna sageur total.
We could say, oh Jesus, he can't stretch his hand out, it's withered.
Urang tiasa nyarios, oh Yesus panangan eta kempreng.
Don't you understand, Jesus, the hand is withered.
Nah, anjeun teu ngartos Yesus panangan eta teh kempreng.
But Jesus spoke in faith.
Tapi Yesus ngalahir ku iman.
He was bold.
Anjeunna wani.
I'm sold on being bold.
Abdi ciptakeun pikeun janten wani.
I believe in being bold.
Abdi percanten pikeun janten wani.
Stretch forth your hand.
Jungjungkeun panangan anjeun.
And he stretched it forth.
Tara anjeunna ngacungkeun panangana.
He stretched his hand out.
Anjeunna ngacungkeun panangana.
In Matthew 10:1.
Dina Matius 10 ayat 1.
He called his disciples together.
Anjeunna nyaurang ka 12 muridna.
How many disciples of Christ do we have here today?
Sabaraha seueur anjeunna murid Yesus?
He wants to call his disciples together today.
Anjeunna hoyong nyaurang sadaya muridna dinten ieu.
And he gave them power over unclean spirits.
Sarta anjeunna masihan aranjeunna kawasa kana roh-roh jahat.
To cast them out.
Pikeun ngusir maranehna kaluar.
And to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease.
Pikeun ngaleungitkeun sagala panyakit sareng kalemahan.
Jesus continued with this command.
Yesus ngalajengkeun ku parentah ieu.
In verse 8.
Dina ayat 8.
Heal the sick.
Sageurkeun nu gering.
Oh, I couldn't heal a flea.
Abdi teu biasa nyageurkeun kutu oge.
Heal the sick.
Sageurkeun jalmi udur.
Who me?
Tah abdi.
Heal the sick.
Sageurkeun udur.
Oh no, Jesus, you heal the sick.
Yesus anjeunna nu nyageurkeun.
Please, Jesus, you heal the sick.
Tulungan Yesus anjeun nyageurkeun.
He says, my work is complete.
Anjeun ngalahir pancen kami geus rengse.
Your work is begun.
Pancen anjeun ngawitan.
He's seated at the right hand of the Father.
Anjeunna parantos lingih di tengeuneun Rama.
He's waiting for us to put his enemies under his feet.
Ngantosan urang nalukeun musuh.
Sickness and disease is an enemy.
Panyawat sarta kalemahan teh musuh.
Every time we heal the sick.
Unggal urang nyageurkeun nulu udur.
By the power and the authority of the name of Jesus.
Ku kawasa sareng otoritas jenengan Yesus.
And by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Ku kawasa Roh Suci.
When we lay our hands on the sick.
Atos urang numpangkeun panangan kana udur.
The Holy Spirit that's within us.
Roh Suci aya di lebet urang.
Jesus is right there with us.
Yesus di dinya sareng urang.
Is working with us.
Didamel sareng urang.
Confirming his word.
Neguhkeun dawuhanna.
With signs following.
Ku tanda nu nyarengan.
We are to say to that mountain.
Urang nyarios ka gunung eta.
We're to create by the fruit of our lips.
Urang nyiptakeun ngalangkungan sariosan ti lambe urang.
In Mark 11:22 and 23.
Dina Markus 11 ayat 22 sareng 23.
So Jesus answered and said to them.
Yesus ngawaler sarta ngadawuh ka aranjeunna.
Mark 11:22 and 23.
Markus 11 ayat 22 sareng 23.
And he said, have faith in God.
Anjeunna ngawaler nu matak sing percaya ka
Allah. Faith is the switch.
Iman teh hiji tombol.
A faith that doesn't hope.
Iman teh sanes harepan.
But a faith where hope has moved into the reality and the substance of the now.
Tapi hiji iman di mana harapan tos gerak dina kanyataan hakiki ayeuna.
Has moved into the realm of faith.
Tos gerak kalebet alam iman.
Have faith in God.
Cing percanten ka Allah.
For assuredly I say to you.
Sabaraos pasti abdi nyarios ka sadere.
This is something you can be sure of.
Ieu nu tiasa saderek yakini.
Whoever says to this mountain.
Pingsan unyareos ka gunung ieu.
Whoever says to this mountain.
Pingsan unyareos ka gunung ieu.
Be thou removed and be cast into the sea.
Pindah ka jero laut.
And does not doubt in his heart.
Asal teu bimbang hatena.
But believes that those things which he says will come to pass.
Tapi percanten yen naon anu dicarioskeun baris kajantenan.
He will have whatever he says.
Hal eta baris kajantenan salju sareng anu dicarioskeun.
We say to that mountain of sickness and disease.
Urang nyarios ka gunung panyawat sareng kelemahan.
We say to that mountain of cancer in this body.
Urang nyarios ka gunung kanker di lebet badana.
Be thou removed and be cast into the sea.
Pindah sarta piceun ka laut.
We create and speak creative miracles by the words that we speak.
Urang nyiptakeun sarta ngucapkeun mujizat kreatif ku cariosan.
It does not say to pray, it says to say to that mountain.
Jadi carioskeun pikeun ngadoa tapi pikeun nyarios ka gunung.
Please Lord, remove this mountain off the top of me.
Tulung Gusti pindahkeun gunung ieu ti diri abdi.
Oh God, this mountain is on top of me.
Allah anjeun numindahkeun eta gunung ti diri abdi.
Oh please God, you move this mountain off of me.
Tulung Gusti anjeun numindahkeun gunung ieu ti diri abdi. Anjeunna teu nyarios kangge ngadoa,
pek nyarios. Stand up and say to that mountain.
Urang kedah ngadeg sarta nyarios ka gunung.
Speak with authority, be thou removed and be cast into the sea.
Nyarios ku otoritas pindah sarta piceun ka laut.
Jesus spoke with boldness.
Yesus ngalahir ku kawani.
Paul spoke with boldness.
Paulus ngalahir ku kawani.
And I believe today we need to stand up and speak with all the authority of the name of Jesus.
Dinten ieu urang kedah ngadeg sarta nyarios otoritas jenengan Yesus.
We need to speak to our mountains.
Urang kedah nyarios ka gunung-gunung urang.
We need to say to our circumstances.
Urang kedah nyarios kakayaan urang.
You heal the sick.
Anjeun nyageurkeun udur.
You lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Anjeun numpangkeun panangan kana udur sarta dina cageur.
But it's like we've been begging a reluctant God to come and heal the sick.
Tapi ieu saperos urang nyunkeun ka Allah waream sumping sareng nyageurkeun.
We're going to pray over the sick tonight.
Urang bade ngadoa pikeun jalmi udur wengi ieu.
Never did figure out what that meant.
Tong ngabayangkeun maksudna.
I think that means you pray over their head.
Abdi mikir artina saderek ngadoa di luhureun mestaka anjeunna.
He says you say to that now.
Anjeunna nyarioseun saderek nyarios ka gunung.
You lay your hands on the sick.
Saderek numpangkeun panangan ka jalmi
udur. The works that I do you shall do also.
Padamela nu ku kami dipidama pasti gawe.
You speak with the authority of my name.
Saderek nyarios ku otoritas jenengan kami.
I've given you the power of my spirit.
Abdi tos masihan anjeun kawasa ti roh kami.
You're a walking stick of dynamite.
Anjeun teh tongkat dinamit.
What are you asking me to do it for?
Anu kumana dipenta diberes.
I've given you the power.
Kami geus mere maneh kawasa.
I've given you the authority.
Kami geus mere maneh otoritas.
You lay your hands on the sick.
Mane numpangkeun leungeun ka jalma nu gering.
They might get a little better.
Sarta maneh leuwih hade.
No, he said, if you lay your hands on the sick.
Henteu upami anjeun numpangkeun panangan kana udur.
Jesus said, they shall recover.
Aranjeun baris cageur.
Oh, I don't believe they would recover if I laid hands on them.
Abdi teu percanten aranjeun bari cageur upami abdi numpangkeun panangan.
Because this is a sign that will follow those that believe.
Ieu teh tanda anu nyarengan aranjeun nu percanten.
If you say I don't believe, it won't happen.
Saderek nyarios abdi teu percanten eta mah
kajantenan. But you see, I'm just dumb enough to believe if Jesus said it, then it's the truth.
Abdi teh bodo pikeun percanten upami Yesus ngalahir eta ieu teh babeneran.
But my wife says, oh no,
eh. Abdi pun bojo nyarios, oh henteu ae.
You must say, I'm smart enough.
Anjeun kedah nyarios abdi pinter.
I'm smart enough to believe.
Abdi pinter pikeun percanten.
That Jesus said I'd lay my hands on the sick.
Eta teh Yesus nu ngalahir yeun abdi numpangkeun panangan kana udur.
And they shall recover.
Aranjeun bari sageur.
Well, I'm just smart enough to believe that Jesus told the truth.
Abdi teh pinter pikeun percanten yeun Yesus nyarioskeun babeneran.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to say to that mountain.
Abdi bade nyarios ka gunung.
Be thou removed and be cast into the sea.
Pindah sarta piceun ka laut.
I'm going to speak creative miracles out of my mouth.
Abdi ngucapkeun mujizat kreatif ngalangkungan bana abdi.
We have seen so many creative miracles.
Kurang tos ningali sakitu seueurna mujizat kreatif.
In one of our meetings in the Philippines.
Dinuriungan kami di Filipin.
We were teaching the believers how to do the works of Jesus.
Abdi ngawulang nu percanten kumaha ngadamel pada malam Yesus.
And I had my American team with me.
Abdi nyandak tim Amerika sareng abdi.
One of the men was a medic in the United States Army.
Hiji pamegat ieu teh saurang dokter tentara Amerika.
So he knew something about the human anatomy.
Anjeunna terang ngeunaan anatomi manusia.
So he went over to where some of the Filipinos were ministering healing to a man.
Anjeunna nyaketan sababaraha jalmi Filipina anu nuju nyageurkeun ka hiji pamegah.
You could see that they had their hands up by his eyes.
Saderek ningali kumaha aranjeunna numpangkeun parangan dina panon jalmi eta.
And they were speaking boldly.
Sarta aranjeun nyareus ku kawani.
They're speaking and commanding new eyes to be formed.
Nyan ngucapkeun sarta marentakeun panon biru dibentuk.
So he walked over to see what was going on.
Janten anjeunna nyaketan ningali naon anu ka jantenan.
And they said, now what's happening here?
Anjeunna nyareos. Nah, aya naon ieu?
Oh, they said this man doesn't have any eyeballs.
Aranjeunna nyareos pamegat nu teu gaduh bolong.
So he picked up the eyelids.
Janten anjeunna beunta.
Two empty eye sockets.
Dua rongga panon nu kosong.
But these Filipinos said,
tapi jalmi Filipina ieu nyareos.
Jesus said the works that he did, we'll do also.
Jesus ngalahir padamela nu ku anjeunna pidamel urang geus tiasa.
We're going to create by the fruit of our lips.
Urang nyaritakeun ku cariosan ti lambe urang.
They were commanding new eyeballs to be formed.
Aranjeunna marentakeun bola mata dibentuk.
So he said, well, you're doing just right.
Ade tos pidamel nu laras.
And he walked off.
Anjeunna mapa.
And for he was helping other healing teams all over the place that were ministering.
Anjeunna nulungan tim nyageurkeun usanasna di tempat nu melayani.
About 30 minutes later he remembered that man that didn't have any eyeballs.
Pinten 30 menit anjeunna emut ka pamegat nu teu gaduh bola panon.
So he went running back over there.
Janten anjeunna lompat mulang ka dina.
And he lifted up those eyelids.
Anjeunna ngangkat kelompak-kelompak panonna.
And there were two eyeballs looking right back at him.
Aya dua bola panon neuteup ka anjeunna.
Seen completely whole by the power of Jesus.
Tingali cager total ku kawasala.
We're going to see more and more creative miracles today.
Urang ningali langkung seueur mujizat kreatif ayeuna.
When we quit asking God to do something that he's already done.
Waktos urang lira nyuhunkeun Allah ngadamel.
By his stripes we have been healed.
Ubilurna urang dicagerkeun.
Surely he has borne away our sicknesses, our diseases and pains.
Pasti anjeunna tos nanggung ririwit urang.
All we have to do is believe and receive what he's already done for us.
Kudu dilakukeun ngan percanten nampi naon anu ku anjeunna dipidamel.
The fourth way that we speak faith-filled words out of our mouth.
Cara kaopat nyaeta urang ngucapkeun cariosan iman tinu baham urang.
Is by speaking the word of God.
Nyaeta ngucapkeun dawuhan Allah.
In Psalms 107 verse 20.
Dina Mazmur 107 ayat 20.
Psalms 107 verse 20.
Mazmur 107 ayat 20.
David wrote these words.
Daud nyerat cariosan ieu.
He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions.
Didugikeun dawuhanna, dicageurkeun, diluputkeun aranjeunna tina liang kubur.
We send the word by speaking the word of God boldly out of our mouths.
Urang ngadugikeun dawuhan ku carios dawuhan Allah ku kawani ti baham urang.
In Isaiah chapter 55.
Yesaya pasal 55.
Verse 10 and 11.
Ayat 10-11.
Isaiah 55, verse 10 and verse 11.
Yesaya 55, ayat 10-11.
For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven,
lantaran seperos hujan sareng salju lungsur ti langit,
but does not return there, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud and to give seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
Serta temulang deui tapi nyaian bumi ngajantenkeun subur ngajadikeun tatangkalan masihan bini ka penabur sarta roti ka jalmi nu hoyong tuang.
So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth.
Eta teh dawuhan kami nu kaluar ti baham kami.
The word to be activated has to come out of our mouth.
Dawuhan nu diaktifkeun kedah diucapkeun ngalangkungan baham urang.
You know, the devil doesn't get too worried if the word of God is sitting on our coffee table.
Iblis teu hariwang upami dawuhan Allah aya dina meja kopi.
He may get a little nervous when we pick it up and put it under our arm and take it to church with us.
Panginten manehna rada ambek waktos urang nyandak ka gereja.
But I tell you.
Tapi abdi mah sian terang.
The word of God becomes powerful when we speak it out of our mouth.
Dawuhan Allah janten kawasa waktos urang nyarios ngalangkungan baham urang.
That word that goes forth from my mouth.
Eta dawuhan kami kaluar ti baham kami.
It shall not return to me void.
Anjeunna mah mulang gaplah.
It shall accomplish what I please.
Tapi anjeunna baris mendamel naon anu dikersakeun ku kami.
And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it.
Harta baris hasil naon anu diperintahkeun ku anjeunna.
It will accomplish what I please.
Anjeunna baris mendamel naon anu dikersakeun ku kami.
If I speak it in faith out of my mouth.
Pame abdi ngucapkeun ku iman ti baham abdi.
In Romans chapter 10 verse 8 through 11.
Dina Rum pasal 10 ayat 8 dugi ka 11.
Romans 10, verse 8 to 11.
Romans 10, ayat 8, dugi ke 11.
But what does it say?
Kumatu.
The word is near you.
Panganikat sakat kanjin.
Even in your mouth and in your heart.
Mukirina bibir na tadina hate.
That is the word of faith that we preach.
Eta rahasia iman teh nu diwawarkeun ku simkuring sakan samitra.
The word in our mouth spoken in faith.
Kecap di lebet baham urang diucapkeun ku iman.
Faith comes by hearing the wow of God.
Iman aya tina dadanguan, wow Allah.
That rhema that God gives when the light comes on.
Rhema nu dipasihkeun ku Allah waktos kajantanan pencerahan.
That brings the faith into our life.
Nu nyandak iman kalebet hirup saderek.
When we speak it in faith.
Waktos urang ngucapkeunana dina iman.
The word is near you even in your mouth and in your heart.
Rasiahna pangandika caket ngukirina bibirna tadina hate.
That's the word of faith that we proclaim.
Eta rahasia iman teh diwawarkeun ku urang.
That if you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Kubami anjeun ngangkeun ku baham anjeun yeun Yesus teh Gusti. Percanten dina hate yen Allah tos ngagugahkeun anjeunna tinu maot anjeunna diterangkeun.
For with the heart man believes into righteousness.
Lantaran ku hate jalmi percanten sareng dibenerkeun.
And with the mouth confession is made to salvation.
Sarta ku baham jalmi ngangkeun sarta diselametkeun.
For the scripture says whoever believes on him will not be put to shame.
Antaran kitab suci ngadawuh, sing sanu percaya ku anjeunna moal diwirang.
You say, Brother Gil, how do you have faith to bring people down and just lay your handkerchief on them?
Kadere Gil, kumaha ngagaduhan, iman pikeun nyandak jalmi, numpangkeun saputangan ka anjeunna.
He that puts their faith in him shall not be put to shame.
Anjeunna nyarios sing sanu percaya moal diwirang.
I only do what I see the Father.
Anjeunna nyarioskeun. Naon katingali kurama di pidaman.
But when I receive a word of wisdom and see the Father doing it.
Abdi nampi anugrah hikmat sarta sagala ramanu midamal eta.
Then I just step out and do those works.
Abdi kaluar midamal padamalan ieu.
Put my faith in him.
Percanten ka anjeunna.
I'll not be put to shame.
Abdi moal di era-era.
And every time the power of God just flows.
Unggal kawasa Allah ngalir bae.
In Matthew chapter 8 verse 5 through 8.
Dina Matius pasal 8 ayat 5 dugi ka 8.
Matthew 8, 5 to 8.
Matius 8 ayat 5 dugi ka 8.
And when Jesus had entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented.
Kasumpingna Yesus ka kota Capernaum, anjeunna dipapag ku hiji perwira anu nyuhunkeun tulung. Abdi gaduh gandek lumpuh teu tiasa walakaya kalintang sangsarana.
And Jesus said unto him,
Dawuh Yesus,
I will come and heal him.
Ade urang cageurkeun engke kami ka ditu.
And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof.
Perwira teh ngawalon, juragan, henteu pantes rerompok kalingihan ku juragan.
But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed.
Dawukeun bae sakecap oge cekap, tangtos danek abdi cae.
Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed.
Dawukeun bae sakecap bae, tangtos danek abdi cae.
And Jesus said, in verse 10, why I haven't found faith like this in all of Israel.
Yesus ngadawuh dina ayat 10, iman anu sakitu pengkuna moal manggi di bangsa Israel.
The greatest example of a faith switch.
Contoh nu panghadena tina tombol iman.
that lets the power go.
Anu ngajantenkeun kawasa ngalir.
Is a faith that knows authority.
Nyata iman anu wanoh kana otoritas.
And says, speak the word in authority, Jesus.
Anjeunna nyarios dawuhkeun bae sakecapai Yesus.
And my servant shall be healed.
Tangtos gandek abdi teh sageur deui.
And that servant was healed from that self same hour.
Harita keneh pisan gandekna nu gering teh sageur.
We speak the word of God in faith out of our mouth.
Tangtos urang ngucapkeun dawuhan Allah ku iman ngalangkungan bahmurang.
Powerful things happen.
Hal-hal anu luar biasa kajantenan.
We say, I will bless your bread and bless your water and take sickness and disease out of the midst of you.
Nyarioskeun abdi bade ngaberkahan tuangeun sareng hinumeun sarta ngalengitkeun panyawat sareng kalemahan tengah jagung.
I am the Lord your God that healeth thee.
Kami teh Allah, Allah anjeun anu nyageurkeun.
By his stripes you are healed.
Ku bilur-bilurna anjeun dicageurkeun.
When we speak those words in faith, the word of God in faith out of our mouth.
Urang ngucapkeun cerosan iman, dawuhan Allah ku iman kaluar tina baan.
We have turned on that switch of faith.
Urang tos ngahurungkeun tombol iman.
The power of God will flow.
Kata kawasa Allah baris ngalir.
We'll speak the word with authority.
Urang baris ngucapkeun dawuhan ku otoritas.
That precious name of Jesus.
Jenengan Yesus nu mulia.
Command those demon spirits of infirmity to leave.
Merintahkan roh-roh kelemahan angkat keluar.
We'll speak creative words and miracles out of our mouth.
Urang baris ngucapkeun cariosan kreatif sarta mujizat di nu baham urang.
And we'll speak the word only.
Urang ngan ngucapkeun dawuhan bae.
Not the word and the problem.
Kana dawuhan sareng masalah.
We'll just speak the word.
Urang ngan nyarioskeun dawuhan.
Powerful things happen.
Hal luar biasa kajantenan.
When we speak in the word of faith.
Waktu surang nyarioskeun cariosan iman.
And create by the fruit of our mouth.
Nyiptakeun naon anu dicarioskeun ku baham urang.
Everywhere you go, you're going to experience miracles.
Kamana wae saderek angkat saderek baris ngalaman mujizat.
Faith-filled words.
Waktu saderek nyarioskeun cariosan iman.
Out of your mouth.
Ngalangkungan saderek.
God bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan saderek.